Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome, everybody, to Dish Nation.
Yay!
This is Monday, and we got no time to waste because there's a lot of celebrity news to talk about, so let's get to it. As you can see, Portia's still out on maternity leave. Just go to her Instagram. It's all there. She's hanging out with little PJ, having the time of her life. But we do got Eva Marcel in the house from Real Housewives Atlanta hanging out with us, who will soon be in the same position Portia is in.
Okay. It's the chair. It's that chair.
I know. We gotta clean that thing.
Don't sit there, Brett.
We can't get this party started without our good people in L.A. Heidi and Frank in the house. What up, y'all?
Yay, yay.
Good to see you.
So later, Justin Bieber shows some love to Chris Brown. Plus, we got to talk about the controversy and the looks of the Kentucky Derby. But first, Heidi, what you got?
Well, we got breaking news. The royal baby. We've been waiting and waiting. The royal baby is finally here. Yes, oh. Meghan Markle.
Yes.
And Prince Harry, of course, did the announcement on Instagram. If you want to follow them on Instagram, it's at Sussex Royal. They posted about the arrival with this caption. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex welcomed their firstborn child in the early morning on May 6, 2019. Their Royal Highness's son weighs 7 pounds, 3 ounces.
I thought they measured things in stones over there.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, they probably dumbed it down for us Americans. How many stones?
What'd they name the new prince?
We don't have a name yet. They're not revealing all of that.
What are the odds on it? I think they're going to name it Country House. It's a long shot.
Timely.
It's a long shot, but I'm going there. Going to name a country.
So Here's what I love.
Oh, God.
Here's what I love about this is that, you know, in 2019, we always get ultrasounds and all of that, and you find out what you're having. They didn't. They both they both wanted to be surprised, so they didn't know they were having a boy until that little baby boy was born.
I don't believe that. I think they knew.
Don't?
They just didn't tell us. Of course they knew. When I'm not even a mom, but when you got something in your stomach, you want to know if it's a girl or a boy.
What
you want to know.
This thing?
Yes, you do. You don't have to tell people, but you want to know. I think you would want to know.
Yeah, well, no.
There's Eva. And if they could know back in the day early on, they would have, because you just want to know what's growing in your body and what to buy for the child ahead of time. Like, yes, anybody that has a baby wants to know, and they will know. And you better believe that the Duchess of Sussex or whatever you call her, she knew, okay? She knew.
If you're wondering if this little new baby, baby boy Sussex, could be king one day, well, he's seventh in line. So that means after Prince Charles, after Prince William, Prince George, Princess Charlotte, Prince Louis and Prince Harry, so you're saying there's a chance.
Damn, and they're all around the same age.
Well, hey, the way like Game of Thrones is set up, you never know.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, y'all, speaking of babies, darling, there seems to be a baby boom in Hollywood right now, okay? Because in the last few days, Blake Lively announced she's expecting her third child with Ryan Reynolds, and both Keira Knightley and Keisha Cole revealed that they are each pregnant with their second child. Baby boom. Wait, hold up. But the most important pregnancy, darling, announcement of them all came from our very own Eva.
Oh, this was so cute, Eva.
So with this People magazine exclusive picture, check it out. Congrats, Eva, honey. Now spill the tea, girl. Spill it.
Yeah, were you planning it? Were you planning?
Right.
Was it an accident? Happy
baby. I knew a long time ago. Sorry.
Brett knew. She knows. We usually hang out during break time.
And you weren't drinking, and she's like, wait, girl, what's up?
Yeah.
No, I'm smoking.
I can hold my liquor now.
I'm like,
I haven't had Ciroc in quite some time. And yes, the baby is Gary's.
And her nose is very sensitive.
him. Are we supposed to be just, this is supposed to be a damn secret.
But which one of y'all two gonna breastfeed? That's what we're
doing. I'm ready, honey. Okay. Yeah. Eva, I got enough milk for you.
You do. Son, I need to straw myself.
I knew you were lactating.
Yes, honey.
You know what? Mike and I are super excited. You know, this is the first time I got pregnant while I was actually married. So it was one of those situations where we weren't trying, but we weren't.
There's a first for everything.
Right.
But boom. Now, so, Eva, did you do a baby reveal with Mikey? Did you know ahead of time if you were having a boy or a girl?
Oh, yeah, I knew what
you
I was
knew.
Having.
Okay, are you going to find out this time as well?
Oh, yeah, I know.
She already knows.
Okay. Got it.
It's a girl.
Listen, Eve, I've watched enough CSI. I've got this figured out.
I can't pick her favorite color.
It's product placement. That's my home collection behind me, even Marcel
Holmes. Better come on, home
and it
collection.
It just happened to match everything.
Buy a comforter, America. She's got another baby on the way.
And she's got a line of pink milk coming.
Oh, yeah. Well, Saturday was the famed Kentucky Derby, run for the 145th time, and there was a disqualification. Yes, the favorite, Maximum Security, who crossed the finish line first, was disqualified because it drifted out of its lane, so to speak, and into the other's path, saying it hindered their ability to continue racing.
What?
And so, yes, the winner was disqualified, so Country House was crowned the Derby winner. Well, the Democrats are already blaming the Russians on this, and they're saying there was collision. They're saying there's no collision. No collision. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Frank, who were the celebrities there? Did they have any there?
Oh, yeah. Celebrities in attendance. Tom Brady was there. Housewives Nene Leakes was there. And Cynthia Bailey and singer Jennifer Nettles. She actually sang the national anthem.
Okay.
Also, 12-year-old Danny Lynn Burkhead.
That's Anna Nicole's daughter.
Yes.
Right?
You never see her out. Daughter of the late Anna Nicole Smith arrived at the Derby in a pink hat that belonged to her mom.
She's
look at this.
Beautiful. Oh, I love Anna Nicole Smith.
She wore her mommy's hat.
She looks just like her mother and father.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So cute.
That old dude?
No.
Larry Burkett's her dad.
Well, he has on as much makeup as Anna Nicole.
You know that
used to
old
wear.
Dude ain't had no more thing swimming in his swimming to get ghost. To the finish line.
And look, I have that suit too.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
He does.
I have that suit.
My man looks like a Batman villain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tim Burton era.
The Riddler.
Well, moving on, Justin Bieber has been pretty vocal on social media lately. Now, shortly after shading Eminem for going after the younger generation of rappers, it seems Biebs is back with yet another opinion. So, in another Instagram post, he equated the R&B singer Chris Brown to a combination of Michael Jackson and Tupac Shakur, basically saying Brown is the Tupac and Michael Jackson of this generation. And he captioned the post, "Everyone wants to wait till people die to give them the credit they deserve. I'm calling it now. When CB passes, after a long, full life, you will miss what you had in front of you this whole time. Trust me, watch, you'll see. The people who have overlooked this man's talent because of a mistake he made, you need to reevaluate. Love you," at Chris Brown Official.
So he has the same sort of discography as Michael Jackson.
Absolutely. I think so. Yeah, definitely think so, yeah.
It's dope that Justin wouldn't give him props like that, but I think the Tupac thing is a stretch. Like, the only person, like, remotely close in that realm as of recent has been Nipsey.
Absolutely.
But I also think when there are the greats, and if Michael Jackson's the great and Tupac's great, I think you gotta say, no, there will never be another Michael Jackson. There will never be another Tupac.
Chris Brown is like the Michael Jackson of our time.
For sure.
Today. Yes, he is.
Absolutely.
Don't nobody dance like Chris. Don't
Thank
nobody
you.
Perform
Usher
like Chris.
Dances like that. And
not like CB.
Nobody gets down
like Chris Brown.
I'm sorry.
But I don't think Michael would want to be compared. Michael never got in trouble like Chris Brown has. And
Michael was
not get in trouble. That's just the child molestation, allegedly.
That's not in trouble. He had more out of court cases, settlements. Yes, he has.
Then that one chick was saying the kid was his son.
That was Billie Jean.
Billie Jean is not his lover.
Mike stayed
but it
trouble.
Wasn't. She wasn't his lover.
No, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Till he beat it.
You're so bad.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, up next, we're going to find out what Steve Harvey and his wife, Marjorie, have to say about divorce rumors, because there are divorce rumors about their marriage, and we're going to have what they're saying about it after the break.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up? It's your man, Head Crack, and I'm so excited to talk to you guys about this awesome service I've been using for my website called Wix. Now, you probably already heard of it because over 140 million people are already using it, and here's why. Wix gives you the opportunity to create your own professional website all by yourself. Wix offers 500 awesome templates, and you can change or customize anything you want. You can add your own text, images, videos, and much more. In addition to all the design features, everything is automatically optimized for any device, including desktop or mobile. But the best part for me is that Wix lets me create without limits. I save time because there's no HTML or CSS necessary. I'm able to easily set up databases and content-rich sites without coding. And to top it all off, everything is SEO compatible. It's a powerful all-in-one platform. And now you too can take advantage of all the great features it offers by going to Wix.com. That's Wix.com/podcast to get 10% off. Don't wait. Start today. Again, that's Wix.com/podcast.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. We still recovering from the weekend. We just playing Welcome Back to Dish Nation. Hey! Well, y'all, the rumor mill is swirling about Steve and Marjorie Harvey's marriage, honey.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Sources are claiming that the two are on the brink of divorce. Are y'all shocked?
No, it's Hollywood.
Okay, well, I'm shocked, and guess what? They are too, okay? So shocked that they posted a video of them hearing about their breakup on social media. Take a look.
Y'all was getting a divorce. I just read that online. Is that true?
I heard that too. You leaving me?
We getting a divorce?
You leaving me?
I mean, I read it.
What? So now you know what they say. Where there's smoke, there's some fire. So yeah. Do we believe that Steve and Marjorie are A-okay?
Well, now they have to stay together because you can't, like, pull a Wendy and be like, everything fine in my crib. When you see the ring going, is when there's problems. Fast forward 3 weeks later.
Yeah. But what about Marjorie's ex-husband writing this tell-all
We don't
book?
Care nothing about him. He ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
Then why is her ex-husband writing a book?
Exactly.
Because he went to the pen when she married Steve.
Okay,
he went to the pen because he did some illegal things.
Well, he ended up in the pen.
Right.
Exactly. That. He needs some coins and some attention, darling. And I hope everybody pays him dust.
His
like the white on Gary's feet.
Well, moving on, this isn't good. Offset is a wanted man, y'all.
Oh.
Now, the story goes a little something like this. A fan by the name of Junior Gibbons spotted the Migos rapper in Target right here in ATL. Then he started to take a video of Offset without permission. And that changed him from Offset to Upset. So he walked up to the fan, slapped the phone out of his hand, causing the screen to shatter, and then he bounced. So Junior filed the police report and told the cops that his $800 iPhone was destroyed. And now the Sandy Springs Police Department here in Georgia have issued a warrant for the rapper's arrest. But that's a bit much over a phone, especially when you've been kind of like low-key stalking a dude.
So what is they saying? It's assault?
Yeah, like, you know, destruction of property and some other things. And here's the thing about this dude. This isn't the first time he's like taking a picture of Offset in a weird place. He also, like, you know, took a picture of him or a video with him like going through a drive-thru before.
But I mean, people need to learn how to control themselves. You know somebody coming to you with a phone and you don't want to hear and you're on probation. You need to govern yourself accordingly and just walk away.
No, Gary, and I know you know how invasive people can be.
But do you think Brett would have slapped somebody a couple of months ago, honey? They came with her with a phone in her face?
Well, a couple of months ago.
Well, I mean, how long have you just got probation?
I didn't know. Such a bitch.
Oh, you are such a petty daddy.
Let's talk money moves. Now, this is the part of the show where we highlight celebs who are signing major deals and catching major checks. So, this week we're highlighting Kim Kardashian and Gayle King. Now, news just surfaced that Kim K gets $1 million per sponsored Instagram post. That's easy money.
What?
And Oprah's bestie, Gayle King, just negotiated a new CBS deal, and guess what she's making now?
What?
$11 million a year, and word on the street is like that R. Kelly interview is what helped solidify the deal.
Nice.
Plus a little nudge from a bestie, Oprah. Mm-hmm.
Of course. Mm. So I need to get me an interview and be like, Robert.
Okay.
Right.
Robert.
Yeah, I mean, I'll interview any Robert to get that same kind of... Okay. Robert Blake.
Robert De Niro.
Robert Townsend.
Robert E. Lee.
I don't care if he's dead.
I don't care if he's dead.
Speak up.
All righty, now coming up next, and now, Gary, honey, you're going to be real mad about this. So, TSA tried it with your good Judy, Miss Diana Ross, baby. Ooh. Yes. I'm going to tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey.
Yes, baby, nobody, I said nobody messes with the queen, Miss Dinah Ernestine Ross.
Ooh.
Yes, baby, me and Miss Artesia Spring, honey, we spoke to her last night, and she was not happy with how she was treated by the Transportation Security Administration, also known as the TSA. Hey,
you better break that down.
Yes, honey.
Right?
Now, while she was flying out of New Orleans, y'all, over the weekend, she sent a tweet saying, quote, "It's not what was done, but how. I'm feeling violated. I still feel her hands between my legs, front and back, honey, saying to me it's her job. Wow, really mixed emotions, honey. I always, honey, like to see the good things, but not feeling good right now. I'm so sorry, Miss Rosa.
Get him some tissue, y'all.
What y'all think about
it? I get it. TSA has to do their job. Mm. And with, you know, things that have happened and threats against our country, I get it. However, and Brad, tell me if you feel me. Sometimes they do go a little too much. When they, like, then they say they got to go in your groin area, and they go, like, way too up.
When I ain't been touched in a minute, I go to the airport. I had no flight.
I just go
to get molested, honey, because they fill me up.
They do. Now. That's how I got pregnant.
I like when they frisk me, honey. I spread my legs and let them go.
She don't have to do all of that.
Some of them get a kick out of that, too.
Roars. If anything, pat that hair down.
That's what my homeboy R. Dot, he was going through the air, but he a little dude. They pulled his pants up so high that he lifted off the ground.
I was a wedgie. I was a standing wedgie.
Oh, my God. So mean. All right, guys, it's time for
Who Won the Weekend?
That's right, and this week's winner is, drum roll, please, Adam Sandler. That's right, the actor and comedian returned to the stage that launched his career Saturday Night Live. After parting ways with the show nearly 25 years ago, and as some of you recall, NBC fired him in 1995, and like a true comedian, Sandler had no issue singing about it in the opening monologue. Take a look.
Yeah, I was fired. I was fired. NBC said that I was done. Then I made over $4 billion at the box office. So I guess you could say I won.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. The sweetest revenge is success.
Kill him with a smile, right?
Yes, fire me, honey, and watch me soar, darling.
Adam Sandler is hilarious. He's one of those people that doesn't have to do any other movies. The movies that he's done are timeless, they're priceless, and he's hilarious.
Yo, he brought Chris Rock out, too.
And did
he? Oh, really?
He was on that I Got Fired song as well, because, like, I didn't notice, but Chris Rock got fired because he went on A Living Color.
Really?
Not the front door.
I mean, jokes are SNL on the strength of both of them.
Yeah.
Well, up next, they say blondes have more fun, but they can also escape the police more easily. Heidi and Frank will have all the details on that story right after the break. Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, this story you're going to love. This fugitive, his name is Bobby Walls. He's wanted on drug charges. And, he decided to try to escape from the police and used a less than brilliant escape plan. Florida police spotted him riding a bicycle, wearing a blonde wig, and agents caught up to him. They decided to share the story on their Facebook page saying, quote, "Do not wear a hideous wig while trying to run from the popo on a bicycle." I mean, come on, man. Have a little dignity. Oh, and by the way, I should tell you that he was booked and charged by his real name, Bobby Walls.
Bobby Walls.
But also under his alias, Master of Deception.
Yeah, Master. Well, I guess he does have the wig on him.
I mean, I thought Marilyn Monroe was right down the street. I was like, is that Marilyn Monroe? I thought she died.
Let's ask this hot lady if she's seen this guy, Bobby Walls. But in this picture that we have of him, he's yelling the same thing he was yelling when he was on the bike.
What was that?
Look, Ma, no hands.
This picture reminds me. Remember that show Reno 911?
Yes.
It looks like a scene from that show. Like, it's so ridiculous because all their stuff was always ridiculous.
It kind of looks like you, Heidi, with that blonde wig of his. I mean, your Halloween costume is right in itself. You can go as Bobby Walls, Master of Deception.
Yes! Oh, done and done. I hate having to try to figure that out. Come on, October.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.